As we welcome in Jessica Turner. Jessica, good morning. Thanks for taking some time with us today.
Oh, thanks so much for having me. Good morning to you as well.
Well, of course, the event coming up on Thursday, the Cottage Hospital Women's Expo, I think the ninth year that that they've done this event. It'll be at Cedar Creek Hall, which is the former American Legion post here in Galesburg. And Jessica will be there speaking at the event. And it's such an interesting thing, as we talked about the event itself last week, that it's not just about part of it is women's health issues, but so much about how, I guess in some ways, how roles have changed in a household, and women are just making, not that they didn't always make so many of the decisions, but they're making so many decisions now, plus, you know, running the household on top of working and things like that. So, Jessica, you've got a book out, and it's talking about, I guess, being fulfilled in these busy lives of ours.
That's right. So my first book was called The Fringe Hours, Making Time for You, and it's about the importance of practicing self-care for women, because the number one thing that women say that they struggle with is making time for themselves. It's very common for women to put themselves at the bottom of the to-do list, that if there's an appointment that needs to be cut from the schedule, it's their own. And so I go around the country talking with women about the importance of practicing that oxygen mask philosophy of taking care of yourself first before you take care of everyone and everything else. Because when we're taking care of ourselves, we are better moms, better wives, better coworkers, better friends, and just better people to be around.
Well, and it's interesting. I mean, in order to talk about something, you probably should have lived it. And here are you, not only working full-time, a mother, a wife, an author, a speaker as well. So you have to kind of practice what you preach here.
I absolutely do. And so sometimes that means that I need to take care of myself and not do the dishes at night, or, you know, say no to something else being put on the calendar because I've already made an appointment to go out with friends or to have a massage or something like that. I try to be really good about staying on top of my doctor's appointments and not pushing off those really important health exams that women so often do. It is so, so important. And I tell you, when you cancel those things, it eventually catches up with you and ends up being worse.
Well, and that's another thing. We've talked about this before on this program, is that, you know, men are just kind of, you know, want to go to the doctor, don't need to go to the doctor, mainly, I think, because we just don't want to know what's wrong. But in a situation like what you're talking about on the women's side of it, you're so busy that it's not that you don't want to. You're trying to prioritize, and sometimes you don't think that's the priority. But that, my gosh, with everything you're doing and running the household and being a mother and a wife and an employee, it's so important to keep yourself healthy on top of that.
Absolutely. It seems like there's this thinking out there that it's selfish to take care of yourself, and that is not true at all. And a lot of the women that I speak to are mothers as well, and I say to them, think about what you're modeling for your children, and they see what you do and what you don't do, and so it's really important to model those healthy behaviors.
Jessica Turner, an author, a speaker. She'll be here at the Cottage Hospital Women's Health Expo that's coming up on Thursday evening at Cedar Creek Hall. And the book, The Fringe Hours, Discovering a More Creative and Fulfilled Life. What are some of the, you know, maybe some keys, not to give away your speech, but some keys for our listener that, you know, maybe when you first discovered something, like, here's something I can do to make my life better.
Waking up early is a big one for women, that if you wake up even just 15 minutes in advance of your family and your children, and you get a little bit of time for yourself before you have to put on that mom hat or that wife hat or that coworker hat, that you're not scrambling out the door, start your day with doing something just for you, and you'll really set yourself up for success.
You know, it's interesting how times have changed, and for a long time, I think it got downplayed. Oh, she's just a housewife. Well, that's a job in and of itself. That is more than a full-time job. But now there are so many housewives also working outside the house as well, full-time, because in this day and age, so many of us need the two incomes, and, you know, with the children and getting them ready for school, and it's just this dynamic where maybe as on the men's side of things, we don't help as much as we should, that we rely on the wife and the mother to, oh, you got to get the kids ready for school, you got to get yourself ready for work, you got to take care of all these things. And yeah, I mean, just how do you have time, and how do you broach that with your husband or your significant other?
Right. It is an important conversation to have. In my new book that's coming out next month, which is called Stretch Too Thin, How Working Moms Can Lose the Guilt, Work Smarter, and Thrive. In the research that I did, I found that 70% of American women, American moms, who have children under the age of 18 work. So that's a huge percentage of our population. And they carry what the scientific term is mental load, that constant noticing, that invisible work that we're doing of, we need to get light bulbs, I need to get my kids some new underwear, we need to, you know, go to the grocery store, all of those things. It's really important to ask for help. And so if you're married, talking to your spouse about, this is something that's really been a burden for me, and I need your help in this area. How can we work better together and have that conversation? Because if you don't have it, eventually you're going to become frustrated and angry. And we all have had those times where something just got to us, and eventually we blew up, right, at that person. So do that. Have that conversation before that big fight happens.
Well, I think this would be a really good time, because now we're looking at, in most areas and around here, back to school time. So shopping for the kids, school supplies for the kids, and, you know, worrying about, okay, where are they going to catch the bus? How are they going to get to the bus or get to school? Those, I mean, so the perfect time to really have that conversation.
Absolutely. And just be honest about it. Say, this is something that is a frustration to me. This is something that I think you could easily do in your schedule, and just be willing to have those conversations. What I found in the interviews that I did with women from across the country is that when they would have those conversations with their spouses, they were very open to making those changes. They just weren't aware that that was something that their wife was having to deal with. And so it's just bringing about awareness in a lot of situations.
Jessica Turner joining us. She's an author. She's a speaker. She'll be here in Galesburg Thursday night, the Cottage Hospital Healthy Women's Expo and Dinner. And a lot of vendors will be there. It's a great event. And you'll learn something. You'll learn something when you're there as well, listening to Jessica. Jessica, where are your books available?
You can find them anywhere, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Target, anywhere where books are sold, you're able to buy them. And we'll also have copies of The Fringe Hours and the companion gift book, My Fringe Hours, available at the event.
All right. So, again, Thursday evening at Cedar Creek Hall, the former American Legion building here. And it's always a great event. I think this is the ninth year that they've done this event, so it's really grown over the years. And check with Eileen at Cottage Hospital, also the gift shop at Cottage Hospital, to see if there's still some tickets available for the event coming up on Thursday. Jessica, let me ask you, what made you decide to sit down and start writing a book? Was this because you were kind of living this and like, man, I got to figure this out, and this was kind of therapy for you, or how did you start this?
I have been a blogger since 2006 and was at a blogging conference at a seminar about time management. And it just struck me that the question that I was asked over and over again was, how do you do it all? And women weren't really wanting to know how I managed my home or how I dealt with having a career and a family. They wanted to know how I was making time for those passion projects, those things that really brought me joy and fulfillment. And the answer was the fringe hours, those pockets of time that often go underused or wasted altogether. I was using those to do things that I loved. And I thought, you know what? This is something that women really need to hear. And so I signed with a literary agent and had multiple publishers vying for the book. And the book was published a few years ago. And it's been so encouraging to hear from women all over the country whose lives have truly been transformed by the acknowledgement of time that they have and that they matter and that their passions matter.
But in the process, also gave you a little less time for things as you're writing and you're blogging and you're out speaking as well.
Absolutely. But, you know, we all have the same amount of time in the day. So I just needed to modify my schedule some. Some of my speaking happens on days off, like I'll be taking a day off to come to Galesburg. So it all works out. And it's just my life's greatest joy, I think, to be able to encourage so many women in this. It's such an important message that women really need to hear.
Absolutely. And we encourage everybody, try to get yourself some tickets. Again, you can contact Eileen Ennis at Cottage Hospital or the Cottage Hospital gift shop, where they're selling tickets for the event coming up on Thursday at Cedar Creek Hall. Jessica Turner joining us, author and speaker, and she will be there talking on Thursday night at the Cottage Hospital Women's Health Expo and Dinner. Jessica, thank you so much for taking some time with us this morning. Really appreciate it. And I'm sure everybody's going to enjoy hearing you coming up on Thursday.
Thank you so much for having me. I look forward to meeting you all.